A couple of goals for Jamiel Matt again. He's done well for you. It's his first full season in full time football, and you sort of come from nowhere, really.
Yeah, he has. He's a hard working lad, and worked hard since he's been at the club, and you can obviously see some of that coming to fruition now. And took his goals well the other night, and he's had a good little run in the team at the moment.
Yeah, is he a lad that you'd seen a bit of and thought there was a bit of talent there?
Yeah, without doubt, he's one, we watched sort of grow up at Sutton Coalfield, and, watched him several times, and time was right probably about this time last season, was able to bring him in, and he's done well and worked hard and, deserve the success he's getting at the moment.
You got a bit of a goalkeeper crisis at the moment?
Yeah, we have. Obviously, the two lads, Lewis and Linus, are both struggling. So we've been lucky enough to get Nathan Vaughan in this week, with Tony being cup-tied as well, Tony Breeden. And obviously, we needed a lad to come in, and happy to bring in Nathan Vaughan.
A bit lucky to get a goalkeeper this time of year with all the windows are all shut.
Yeah, and definitely one with Nathan's experience, and he's always been a decent keeper. And as I say, glad to have him on board, and glad to have him for Saturday.
You wouldn't have thought at the start of the season you've got to use four goalkeepers, would you?
No, you wouldn't. We've had one or two injuries, which obviously was well documented, but hopefully now, other than Danny, most of them are clearing up, and it'd be good to get a full-strength squad again.
Goalkeeper, probably one of the easier positions to slot into in a side.
I suppose if the four in front of you are doing the job, yeah. It's always difficult to come in, but if you're going to come in, as you say, in goal, you give yourself a bit more sort of, a bit easier, if you like. But, I'm sure Nathan, will be able to come in and, with his experience, do a good job for us.
Looking ahead to Saturday, Vauxhall Motors, if it's a day like today, it'd be an interesting place to go.
Yeah, it certainly will. I've been there many times in the past, and never an easy place to go. But the lads are desperate to sort of make up, if you like, for the early exit in the FA Cup. So, obviously, it'd be nice to have a good run in the trophy.
Just tell us a bit about the ground at Vauxhall, because it's interesting, isn't it? It's a bit windswept.
Yeah, it's a bit open up there, and always, whenever you go there, it always seems to be difficult in terms of conditions and that. And, over the years, they've had some decent sides, so Saturday will be a difficult game for us.
Yeah. I often wonder how they do that, because they don't get great gates, do they? But they always punch above their weight, really.
Yeah, they do. The lad there who's gone back now, Carl McCauley, did leave for a while. He's back at the helm, and I think he's got sort of good contacts working with the lads at Everton and Liverpool and that. So, yeah, he usually finds two or three decent players there.
Yeah. Anything different this week have you done to look ahead to the game?
No, not really. We've missed a day's training, sort of visiting the hospitals with the children, just giving out presents for Christmas and that. But as I say, the lads are, good win on Tuesday, and looking forward to getting a win and getting a run in the trophy.
That's something they enjoy doing, going out and, it's good for the club, but it's also something, the lads give up their time to do it.
Yeah, I think, it's probably not what's expected, but I think it's, as a footballer, you've got certain things which other people haven't in life, and even at this level, I think it's good for the lads to go out, and I think they did enjoy, what we've done today, and, it was all taken in good spirit.